Once again, I'm about to chat with Amar Latif, the entrepreneur, the TV presenter, motivational speaker. Amar, I think you need a bigger business card.
I know. I think, Alan, I'm going to go electronic so that I can stick more things on and bore people.
Now, I was chatting with you just towards the end of 2020 because you were appearing on MasterChef, the Christmas edition. You were on MasterChef in the summer as well, but they brought you back to take on the Christmas challenge. I did watch it, and it looked as if, despite all the pressure, because you're on the clock, of course, you had a really fun time.
Oh, it was amazing. I loved it. There was a lot of pressure there, and I couldn't believe that I was back in the kitchen. But when I got there, I could feel butterflies in my stomach. And, we were all told to dress up in Christmas outfits. So I had this Christmas jumper on. I wasn't going to put the bunny ears or anything like that, like some of them had. It was amazing. It was, this was filmed back in September, and we were getting into the Christmas spirit. I had practiced my Christmas dinner dish. The first challenge, we just walked into the studio. Greg and John go, "Hi, how are you doing?" Okay, in front of you is a box, and inside that box is a partridge in a pear. You've got 50 minutes, make something good. And I'm like, oh no, what the hell do I make with this? But it's amazing, when you're under pressure. I loved meeting the people as well. Chrissy Rock, she was just amazing. And Spencer Matthews from Made in Chelsea, and of course, Craig Revel Horwood, the nasty judge from Strictly, and I was with him on the Pears Challenge, and we were making a Christmas chocolate eulog. He was such an incredible person to work with. He's such a friendly guy. So if anyone says he's a nasty judge, don't believe him. He's really cool. Yeah, I had a great time. I couldn't believe I was invited back.
Now, you are back on BBC One again. In fact, you're on our screens tomorrow morning at 9:15 on Rip Off Britain. Now, you are looking at wild camping and wild swimming. Why?
In the wild, I go there with a lovely family, and we're working out how to go wild camping and wild swimming. Basically, the difference between wild camping and normal camping is that with wild camping, there's no campsites, there's no showers, toilets. So it's learning about all of that side of things. So, you need to find where you're going to pitch your tent. Some of the advice that I was giving the family was it's great if you're fairly near a running source of water. And basically, the key message, like when you're wild camping, you leave no trace.
Did you need permission to do that, or can you go anywhere?
Yes, good question. So in England, you need permission, but this is the amazing thing. There's loads of places in Scotland where you can go absolutely freestyle and you don't need permission. And I remember on the program, I was like, yes, Scotland, land of the free. And, because it was an English editor, probably they edited that bit out. So you won't probably see that bit in there, me getting excited about Scotland. So we were out in the wild on private land, which we got permission for. And it was amazing. It was in the middle of nowhere. And, I'm sure that many of us that are visually impaired know the fact that we can't see, we focus on our other senses more. So you listen out for things more. And there's not many places in the UK you can go where it's absolute silence. And it was just incredible. We were in the middle of just nowhere at night. And I just remember thinking, wow, this is just absolutely heaven.
Were the family describing things to you just to give you a bit of a picture? I mean, obviously you've got the sounds, the smells, the feel of the place as well. So it all combines to make it even better.
Yeah, absolutely. Like when we were sat around our little stoves, because when you're wild camping, you can't have a little fire. But when you're sat there and someone's describing exactly this kind of stars that they're seeing so eloquently, it helps to bring it to life. And it was just such a special moment. And I'm sure many other blind people find this as well. Like when you meet people that have never met someone blind before, and you tell them that, could you describe something? And they do it with such passion. There's such a connection. And, this family was just absolutely incredible. Well, we cooked together. I was there with my simple little pan and my tin of beans. And there they were making some amazing foods like pasta. And I was thinking, I hope Greg and John don't watch this.
Now, I hear you even took on a bit of wild swimming as well. That must have been a shock to the system.
Oh, literally, it was an absolute shock. I was crying like a baby almost. I hope they edited that bit out. But like when they said to me, this was filmed in November, and they said I had to jump into the Lake Coniston, I was like, oh no. And I remember, you know, after a night of camping, you know, you're cold as well. And I'm thinking, how am I going to do this? But it's amazing. There's a technique. You put water at the back of your neck because that lets the body know, you know, that your temperature is going to change. And then I went swimming with this amazing expert, Emma, who taught me. And for the first 3-4 minutes, I was absolutely freezing. My hands and feet were almost going to like freeze off. And then suddenly a transformation occurs. And you think, are my hands really cold? Are they burning? And I'm like, yes, they're burning. They're hot. And I just remember my body just feeling so hot. And then when you get out of the water, you feel like you've got this amazing magic buzz. And I think that's what all this fuss is about while swimming. It just makes you feel good for the rest of the day. I think it's really, really good for you. So I'd advise it, Alan. Find yourself a lake in January and just go for it.
I'll take it under advisement, but for now. Actually, I'll tune in, as I'm sure everyone will, to see the whole thing and find out how everything went. It's on BBC One. It's Rip Off Britain. It's on tomorrow, Tuesday the 12th of January at 9:15 a.m. Will it be on iPlayer as well, Amar?
Absolutely. So you can watch it from the very comfort of your homes at any time. Yeah, put the heating up because, you know, it all sound freezing cold.
Fantastic. We'll let you stay cold. We'll keep warm. We'll tune into it, Amar. And thanks once again for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's always a pleasure. RNIB Connect Radio, I think you do an amazing job all the time. So, you know, keep going.